VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. I'm dying to know more about this.
We're going to have him on.
Okay. We're ready to answer your questions now. Do it now and give us a call at 888-723-4630.
So we mentioned earlier that the eBay Radio Partying Conference, of course, is going on June 16th, 17th, and 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. And if you're planning to attend, you need to go to ervegas.com today to register and reserve your hotel room. You can register for the event anytime between now and the event, but you cannot register for the hotel room with the $63 a night after today. The hotel said they may still have a few left at that rate. They may not. It's all in their hands after 4 o'clock today. But there was a little bit of confusion. Our early bird registration fee of $175 for all 3 days was slated to go up to $200 as of tomorrow, but we're going to keep it at $175. That'll help a little bit.
It should, yeah.
Anyway, with your room. And this year, our theme is 20 years of eBay and 12 years of eBay Radio. We celebrate that every June. On day one, Tuesday, we'll be learning all about using social media marketing to drive traffic and sales. The fellow from Pinterest is going to be there. We're going to have Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all the social media stuff there on the first day. And then on Wednesday, we welcome eBay VIP Jordan Sweetnam, Vice President of Seller Experience, to our roster of featured speakers. And then Thursday, well, you'll just have to be there and remember, Griff.
I will.
If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If it ain't fun, we're going to hire someone else to do it.
Exactly. Hey, you know how I told you all about the fact that in some areas around the country today, your postal service employees may be, they're not going on strike today, but they're going to be having little...
They're thinking about it,
and they're going to be outside of the post office, and they're going to maybe be handing you a postcard to fill out. And I asked the question, would you fill out that postcard? And basically what the postcard is about is telling the Postmaster General that you want to see the postal folks get, you know, better pay, a living wage, and better services for you and me. So they're holding protests around the nation today, May 14th, 2015, because their contract with USPS expires on May 20th. So they're going to be handing out these postcards saying, I stand with postal workers in support of improved postal services. And I asked the question, Griff, would you do this? And of course, you and I would definitely...
Oh, in a heartbeat, yeah.
We would definitely take these cards.
Exactly.
Well, some of the people on the chat board have chimed in.
Oh, good.
Ogyoff said, heck yes, support the post. Public service employees, teachers, post carriers, police, fire, and state workers all of a sudden became the bad guys. We need these services, and they deserve a living wage and a pension, in most cases, takeaway, while the policymakers get lifetime benefits and higher wages. John, Motor City Market, said that. And Solitary Jay said, and I would ask for a stack of those postcards to get signed by all my family and friends, too.
No, that's great, yeah.
Aficom says, a big yes to signing the postcard in support of postal workers. We couldn't do business without them. E. Betsy, would I sign the postcard? Heck, I plan to make a point of catching our carrier when he comes by. I can see him from my window, plus the dog's bark, and see if he's got any of those postcards so I can sign one. Okay. Now, also on the chat board, there's an interesting question for you, Griff.
A question for me?
So remember last hour we looked at a bottle somebody found on their parent's shelf, an old olive oil bottle?
No, it was a bitters bottle.
A bitters bottle.
It was olive green.
Olive green. Thank you. Right. sold for almost $29,000.
That's some expensive olive oil.
So Summertoad wrote, well, bitters too. I mean,
yeah.
You know. Summertoad wrote, how would you ship something with a value that high? The post office ain't giving you no $29,000 if the bottle breaks.
Right.
What do you think? How would you ship that?
How would I ship it? For $28,000, I'm going to go hand deliver it. Are you kidding?
Get on a plane.
Get on a plane and deliver it. You could ship it by, what could you do? Probably would ship it. I'd probably find like a specialty carrier. Yeah, I don't think I'd ship it USPS. But for like I said, $28,000, I'll just buy a plane ticket. I'll have it sent to them, and bring it to them.
Bring it in your purse.
In my purse.
Don't laugh. John carries one.
I don't. Oh, a merse.
A merse.
Yeah, bring it in your merse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywho, that's what I would do.
So you would actually take it to them?
Yeah, for that money, I'd take it to them.
Really?
You kidding? Yeah.
Wow.
In a heartbeat. Hmm. Why?
Okay, I just wondered. 888-RADIO-30, how would you ship that bottle? Somebody bought the bottle of bitters from you that you found on your mother's shelf for $29,000. How would you ship it? 888-RADIO-30. Or give us a little click on that Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. So, Griff, the eBay Radio Group newsletter. I would like more and more people to receive that newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
You send it out twice a week. All you do is go to ebayradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sign in through community, then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post. It has the word newsletter in its title. You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you receive it twice a week right in your inbox. And the Tuesday one has the secret word in it.
How
are you going to be able to win the contest if you don't have the newsletter? Because the secret word is in the newsletter.
Duh.
We are sneaky that way.
We are.
We want you to get that newsletter.
Really, we're terrible.
We are terrible people. And our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
It's like music to our ears.
Congratulations to our own John Lawson.
Oh, why? What do you do now?
One of this year's featured speakers at the eBay Radio Party and Conference. John's book, Kick-Ass Social Commerce for Epreneurs, has been named a winner in the 2015 Small Business Book Awards in the category of social media.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
The Small Business Book Awards celebrate the best business books that appeal to entrepreneurs, small business owners, CEOs, managers, and their employees. The awards also recognize key resources supporting business book authors and the publishing industry. We're learning from the best when we listen to John Lawson.
Yes, we are.
So we congratulate him.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yep, not easy to do that. You've written how many books, Griff?
One,
and that's the last one. Sounds like it's the last one you're going to write.
I get that off my bucket list.
It was a good book, though.
Eh, it was all right.
Well, in those days, Griff, way back in the day.
Who remembers that?
Nobody knew how to sell on eBay at all, period.
Including me.
Exactly. So, you know how much I love first-time callers.
I do. I love them, yes.
Well, David from Russellville, Arkansas, known on eBay, I've got to look up his stuff now, as Musical Highways.
Ooh, you piqued her interest, Russell.
David is a first-time caller. David, welcome. Thank you for calling. What's your question or comment?
Well, thank you. My question is this. Surrounding the pre-sale the pre-sale policy that eBay has.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of confusion from buyers sometime and them not knowing that they're purchasing a pre-order, especially now that we've gone to, like, you know, iPhones and such like that.
Sure.
Used for purchasing. My question is, why doesn't eBay come up with a drop-down menu in the item specifically for pre-orders or pre-sale items? Because that way it would show up on the front page of what people are trying to buy, as opposed to them having to go to the description to look.
You mean on the, what do you mean by the front page?
Well, from my understanding, when they try to purchase on an iPhone, the first thing they're seeing is the title of the auction and then the item specifics that are in that category. And then they have to actually flip their phone to another page to actually see the description of the item.
Well, yeah, there's an area called description that'll have the first few lines of the description, and you click it to see more. Yeah,
right. So what's happening with me is I've got people that are purchasing items even though I'm putting it in the description saying it's a pre-ordered item and it also has an extended handle time, but mm-hmm. they just tend to miss that information totally because it's not part of the drop-down menu per se when you build an auction. And I was just wondering if there was a better way to do it, because every now and then I'm having to refund people, or it's a bad buyer experience where they think they're going to get it in a period of time when the item's not currently available.
So do you put it in your item title?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It just depends on whether I actually have room, along with the title of the artist, the title of the album, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And even when I put it in the title, there's times where people have purchased it and then disregarded the fact that it was a pre-order, even though it's in the title.
Yeah, so I'm happy to pass that along as a suggestion. You could be waiting an awful long time for that to be adopted, if ever. But there's nothing to stop you from creating your own item specific for the item, if you think that's going to help.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah, there's always, in every listing, during the listing flow.
Hold on for us. We'll be right back.
We'll keep you on the
edge
of your
David.
Seat for the answer. This segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. It's simple. Dial us now at 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled. That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at ebay.com. That's Coach Jack at ebay.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas, let eBay and e-commerce gurus educate and inspire you. Tuesday is social selling day. You'll get cutting-edge info on marketing your business through Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On Wednesday and Thursday, our featured speakers will address every aspect of your business on eBay. eBay customer support reps will be there to review accounts live during the event. Learn from experts on store and listing design, branding and marketing, product sourcing, SEO, photography, and seller time management. Get one-on-one advice from eBay education specialists and certified eBay store designers in Mentors Corner. Enjoy FaceTime with suppliers of eBay tools and services. Plus, there'll be plenty of time for networking and assorted festivities. June 16th through the 18th at Bally's Las Vegas. Register now for the eBay Radio Party and Conference at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call in and tell us about your eBay story at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
When last we left, we were on with David from Russellville, Arkansas.
That's correct. David, my suggestion would be looking at the mobile device, and I'm on a mobile device and the mobile app, and looking at some of your listings, which I found. Your best bet is to put this in the title for any items that are resale, pre-sale, with, if possible, with an indication, ships in 30 days, ships in whatever the day is, and then to put that as the top of your description text, so that you can add an item specific. But if you've ever looked at a mobile app, the item specifics themselves require show more if for the added item specifics. So if you were to add an item specific, they'd still have to click show more in order to see it. So your best bet is to figure out a way of putting it in the title. And have it be the first line of text in your description. You don't use templates, so that for most of your items, the first line of text that you put in should appear under item description. So, for example, I'm not quite sure how it works for all your items, but I'm looking at an item that is, and I'm pretty sure this is yours, tell me if it isn't. This is Frasier, the new sealed 2015 complete series and bonuses 44 DVD box set.
Right.
And when I look at it on a device, the first, it was showing and now it's not. All right, there it is. The first, in the item description box, it says, "The Doctor is in. Frasier, the complete series, includes all 11 seasons of the award-winning spinoff from Cheers," and then you click to see more. Now, that sounds like, is that your text or is that the text that eBay provides?
I believe that's my text, but...
Yeah. On a pre-sale item, if the first line that you put in says, "This is a pre-sale item, will ship in X number of days," that's going to be the clearest indication.
Gotcha. That's what I'll do then. I appreciate the tip.
Hey, David, it's our pleasure, and thank you for being a first-time caller to our show.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you, David. 888-RADIO-30 is our telephone number, or you can click the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. Charmin in Birmingham, Alabama. Jasmine's Attic. We've been talking about you today, Charmin.
I know. Thank you. That's how you learn, is have these things pop up. And I am a researcher, but sometimes it's just easier to send you an email. So
good.
That's what I do.
We like that.
I was just going to listen today and take notes, but nobody was calling you for a while, so I thought, I'll call. But I do actually have a specific question. We traveled. My dad was with an oil company, so we were overseas from 53 to 68. So I'm just now starting to unbox my mother's, a lot of boxes with collectibles in them. And she died in 01, so I can't ask her, "Mom, what is this?" And I'm coming up with some things that are just really, they're not marked. They're very unique. We were in Indonesia. We were in South America. And we were in Tripoli, Libya. So we were kind of all over the globe. I don't even know where to start on some of these things. And I had heard that there were some either chat rooms or, I'm not very technical, so... what is this type? Groups. Maybe it's a group, a discussion group, where I could put a picture of a collectible and try and even start to get some insight on what these things are.
Well,
yes. You know, I want to just put in one thing, Griff, and this is only one thing, okay?
Yeah.
WorthPoint has come up with a new thing that they want to talk to us about.
Oh, really?
And it has to do with pictures, putting a picture up, and they can find it.
Oh.
find things by the picture. And Worth Point is for antiques and collectibles. I see what you're talking about, because I guess you can't even do it on Terapeak if you don't know what it is, can you?
I might email you a picture.
Yeah, email me a picture.
Email a picture right now, would you?
Yeah, email.
How do I do that? Can I email it through? Oh, you know what? Because I pushed the little email on the eBay radio thing. Does that have your, does that link to where I can see what your email address
is? Here's the, yes. If you click on Griff, see Griff's email right there? Where it says email Griff? Click on that, and then your regular email will come up.
And just attach the photo, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay. Would you CC Lee at voicemarketing.com? I want to see it, too.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. I mean, I'm just, quickly, I started eBay to sell my mother's stuff, but my linens and my plus-size clothes have taken off to where I just put it on the back burner for 3 months to kind of get it rolling, and now I'm going, I need to get back, because there's probably... there's more money in some of those collectibles than in my hot cotton top that sells for, you know, $35. And so, yeah, I'll send you a couple of go-bys, but literally I have probably 200 boxes in my attic of collectibles from all over the world.
Oh.
Well, some of it's like 10 boxes of china, and it's all the same thing.
You've probably got a fortune there.
A fortune?
She probably does.
Let me just tell you, I can send you a picture. Okay, I was in the back of my closet that I hadn't been in 3 years, and I found last night a suede coat, a woman's suede coat. Okay, let me find who it's by. It is made in Hong Kong, because when we were living overseas, Mother bought a lot of her clothes there. She also had some hand-tailored, because I had found suits in the attic that have no... They're obviously, I believe, handmade. They'd have a little tag of the tailor, but no tags in the clothes, and they're exquisite. But anyway, this is by Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L, Lazarin, L-A-Z-A-R-I-N, made in Hong Kong. So, of course, I've been all over the Google trying to find this Michelle Lazarin. This is a size 14. It is an absolutely exquisite leather coat, and I don't even know where to start. But
so, okay, Charmin, on that one you can start. Charmin. On that one you can start with Terapeak.
Well, yeah, but let me give you the let me give you my start place first.
Okay.
So if you go to eBay, and you look for the community link, it's if you're on the eBay homepage, you're going to have to click the Legal and More pop up box. If you're on any other page, you can scroll down to the bottom and you can see a community link. When you get to the community link, go click on it, and on the top, click discussion boards. And if you just hover your mouse over discussion boards, to the far right, there's categories, and one of them is collectibles and art. And on that area in collectibles and art, you can post a start a thread and post the photo, and you'll see that people are asking, please help on identification of this. Can anybody tell me about this vase? Please help me identify this basket. And people who know will come in, and they'll give you an idea what it is.
Perfect, because that had that's probably what I had heard about when I was going to start eBay 2 or 3 years ago and had old notes, and I just was having trouble finding it.
How do you spell that, so. Michelle Lazarin? Would you spell that for me?
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-A-Z-A-R-I-N.
Okay.
I found one men's item on eBay, but I haven't found... It's just glorious. It's like glorious. So, there is a Hong Kong tailor here in Birmingham, and I actually want to go over and sit with him. Not so much for this coat, even though I'll probably take it now, but I had... four steamer trunks that I had lost the keys for, and I didn't want to crack the lock, so I've been opening one by one. We've been picking them. One of them had probably 100 yards of vintage fabric in
it. Oh, wow.
Because Mother would make our clothes, because we were overseas, and she had to make them. And there's wools, tweeds, gorgeous, gorgeous And so what I did is I had like 15 different, some of them had 10 yards up, some of them 6 yards up. So I took my scissors and just cut like a 3-inch by 1-inch strip, and I stapled it onto a little white note card. And on the back I put, you know, I had 6 yards of this, and I did the length and the width.
You know, someone on the chat board is giving you, is saying, this caller needs to check out some Facebook groups like Thrifting with the Boys or Thrifting Lounge. She can post photos there and get help identifying her items. Also, the eBay boards that Griffin's
and the,
talking
and
about.
The eBay. Yeah, I would try those, and that's your best bet. And I would give you one word of advice before we let you go, which is don't get too hung up in the research. If you have something that's really impossible to find a match, just describe it as well as you can. Put in the important keywords in the title, and take great pictures. People will find it.
Gotcha.
And Charmin, thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. We're appreciating your calls and your emails, because we know that you're trying to make a success out of selling on eBay, and we appreciate it when you call us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. We do appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Paul in Sarasota, Florida, known
Paul,
on eBay.
We only have about a minute. Can we come back? Because we're going to get cut off in a
Paul,
second.
Can you hold on for us?
Best, yes.
Okay.
Stick with us, Paul.
How's the weather in Sarasota, Paul?
Beautiful today. And I'm so happy to hear about your family, Lynn. So glad to hear the good news.
Thank you very much.
This segment
very
is
exciting.
Brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us now, 888-723-4630. We'll put your call in the queue, and I promise we'll get to it. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com, or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.